All right. Yo, what's going on, y'all? We back again once again with another episode of the Realm Breakers Podcast. That's right, people. We back at it again. You already know I am. My name is Gavin, but the cool kids call me GT. You know who I got with me. Go ahead and introduce self up.
Yes. What's good, everybody? It's your boy Spikey Fox, aka Mr. Ron Wilson, celebrity bus driver. And today, people, today we back again with the six-wheel drive on another episode. How y'all doing today, man?
Yes, sir. We back again with another one, y'all.
We sound like radio hosts.
That's the point. We about to be as consistent as possible when it comes to these podcasts, y'all. Y'all see these coming out every single Sunday. 6 o'clock on YouTube, 5 o'clock on your podcast service, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, all them shits. We on now. Don't you dare forget it. We on now.
Ball head.
Exactly.
I don't know why the fuck. Neither one of us are bald.
Hell no. What? No, we're not. But anywho, y'all already know what we gonna do for our YouTube people. Like, comment, share, subscribe. You already know what the deal is. Remember, I'm gonna say it again. Like, comment, share, subscribe. And of course, at the end of the video, you're going to see our previous episode. Please go take a look at it. Also, in the words of my brother here, if you hit the subscribe button, you're gonna get a nice little confetti. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you can go ahead and get your little nice reward, little prize, and put a smile on your face.
You're gonna burst of dopamine, you slut.
Wow. Okay, this is gonna premiere on Sunday. But yeah, y'all, we still trying to make sure big things come to the podcast, and we appreciate those who are with us. We appreciate those who like what we do, and we're gonna keep pushing for y'all. Even if it's three of y'all, we're gonna keep pushing for y'all. But anyway, y'all already know how we started off. We started off with Ron Wilson, random question of the week.
Yeah, guess who's Bazak? I popped up like toast on your ass. Anyway. My random question of the week is, what are some minor things that just piss you off? I'll give you one. When you're walking out your room and then like the door or handle or whatever just yanks your fucking pocket. You feel helpless as fuck. That happened. Our screen door. It's happened to be in the bathroom. It's happened to be going outside of the screen door. Our screen door got the hook on that bitch, and it just grabbed the loop of my pants. Like, where you going, girl? Bring that ass back. Damn, that's how I felt. I felt like a woman. I felt like I was just being violated. That's why it felt like that. If I just get yanked and shit, that's what it felt like. If you feel helpless and shit, man, you go. Yeah, we're gonna throw it. We're gonna throw these back at each other.
Know-it-alls.
Oh.
Like real talk. I don't know what know-it-alls and people who just not shut the fuck up. like for real. Like, I learned that about myself through my job. There's this person just continually talking. Won't let me say shit. Just continually talking. Just yabba yabba yabba. I'm like, motherfuck. Can I talk? Okay, I guess not. That irks me. Like, real talk. That pisses me off. 100%. That irks my soul.
I don't like those either. He kiss my ass, Ray.
Know what? I got another minor
one. I got one too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Teenagers.
We used to be them. Let's not do that.
Give a damn fuck them.
Stop it. No, stop it. Hell no. We're not doing that.
Now, that was long ago.
Although, don't do that. Nobody want to feel old in this bitch.
Shit.
What's wrong with you? No. Talking about damn, that was long ago. No, yeah.
Anyway,
you just hit 30.
Anyway, I'll take it back. Half. Take half of it back.
You know what? Fine. Take half of it back.
Shit. What was it? Oh, shit. Walking into your room. You walk into your room and you find us and you see that someone's been in there.
Mine's is similar because I about to say walking into a room trying to get something, but you forgot what you were going to get. And as soon as you leave the room, you remember.
Yeah, like you walk into a room and forget why you're in there at all.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand that because the thing about it is when you leave, you like, oh yeah, then you go get it. I'm like, why I had to leave to realize what I needed to get? What
why did I hell? Forget?
Right. Oh. Why did I forget? What going on? Go ahead.
When you're looking for something, when we were kids and we were looking for something and we told our parents that we couldn't find it and then they got mad at you.
If I find it, I'm going to beat your ass.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Why? Are you mad because you had to get up to help me with something?
You wasn't looking hard enough. Are you
mad at me because you had to get up out your damn punk ass bed to come talk, to do something with me? Is that it?
Right.
Like, did I interrupt your comfort, mother?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Like the fuck, man? I get that. I get what you're saying, cause another one. And although yes, it was minor. If you laugh at your sibling or your cousin getting a whooping, you get one too.
Hell yeah.
I didn't like that for the sheer reason of what if I wasn't even laughing at him?
Exactly. What if I wasn't even in the room?
Right. What if I wasn't even in the room? What if I wasn't laughing at him? Why you doing this to me? Like, seriously.
Oh, you think it's funny? You think it's funny? I'm gonna teach you the lesson too, so you don't do this bullshit.
What you talking about? I didn't do that. Hey,
they go laugh. They laugh at me when I'm getting fucked up.
Fact. I'm still up here like, hey man, come on, man. Don't do this. Don't do this. Not like this. Not like this, man. Not like this, man. Please.
Come on, not man. Like you gotta this. Do it for yourself, man.
Not like
for this, your man. For your family, man.
Not like this, man.
People who hate just to hate.
You know what? They need to exist.
Yeah, but we still hate them.
They can be your motivators. That's why I said. That's why I said they need to exist. They need to exist. Like dead ass. Let them exist. Haters gonna hate. Let them hate from the outside.
Hey, oh, you know what? Something that make me mad that's really really minor, but still it's putting on a sock and there's a hole in it. Whole toe, whole big toe just out. Everybody else chilling, all comfy and cozy. Nah, big toe just said, "I'm out here. I'm in the community." Like that's all. This could be a short, but yeah. But, you don't know where this hole came from. You ain't had these socks that goddamn long.
No, you know what? No, you know what? Bouncing off of the sock, cleaning your clothes. You know you had all your shit. For some reason, one sock has to fucking disappear.
That nigga gone. He left. He, whether it's the left or the right, they left. They left him when they got milk and didn't come back.
That part, like, what the hell?
He's putting on a sock and spiders a hole in it. It's always, it's either the big toe or the pinky toe.
or it ain't back never... of your or the back or the back of the heel.
Yeah, or the that's why I hate taking, like, if I just said fuck it and just kept the sock on, and now I'm at somebody else's house and and I gotta take my shoes off.
I'm finna take my black ass back home. you ain't finna get on me about not having.
I'm gonna sit there with my shoes on, and everybody gonna be like, "Why you still got your shoes on?"
Oh, hey, you know. Hey,
man. Listen.
Hey, man.
I'd rather say my feet stink. I'd rather say my feet stink.
Like, you're right. I'd rather say my feet stink.
I'd rather say my feet stink than goddamn.
Hey, man, my bad, man. I've been doing too much yard work, man. And, you know, I ain't really had my toes, time to rest.
My toes gunked up, nigga.
For real, man. Got fungus shit, nigga. I think a mushroom growing on
there. Yeah, I'm just saying that shit.
I think a push going on that bitch.
I'm going to the hospital after this. I ain't got athlete's foot on 10, the fear of God. You know?
Exactly. On 10.
Hey, now waking up for work and find out you ain't gotta go work day.
I done got dressed,
everything. I done got to work and found out I ain't have to go to work there.
I lied my ass off so bad. Because there was a time I got up. Because ever since the pandemic, I've been having work from home jobs a lot.
Yeah.
I got up one day and I logged into my systems and everything. And I'm sitting here, and I go into the Microsoft Teams chat and everything. Ain't nobody answering. The phone system, I ain't getting no call. Nothing. So I'm sitting here.
You clocked in
and everything.
Everybody like, why the fuck you got time on this day?
I'm sitting over here. All right, work day. And then my boss texts me because we used to conversate through text message. Text me. Gavin, yes. Are you clocked in? Yeah. I was getting ready for work. Gavin, yes. We don't work today. We don't? No. Clock out before you get in trouble. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I didn't know. Like, I never knew.
That happened to me too when I was working at the Y, and I had clocked in, and then like when I got there, like none of the other friggin' counselors were there, none of the kids were there.
No, and I was like, need to open this goddamn door. I don't feel like I ain't about to be late in this motherfucker.
I was like, I opened the door, like, but it was dark. Like, where nobody there? Only light I saw was the light from the goddamn windows. And I'm just like, wait. So I walked down the hallway, and I'm thinking maybe they all in the room, like people gotta take naps, people, you know, watching a movie or something. No, hell no. I looked outside the playground, ain't nobody in the playground. I looked in the gym, ain't nobody in the gym, except like members. So I'm like, what the fuck going on? Now I'm leaving. I just said fuck it, because when I used to go to work, I used to bring I bring my work shirt, but in my bag I would keep an extra shirt.
Mm-hmm.
When I got off work, I changed clothes. Right. So I went in the bathroom and my boss is there, and he was like, Devin. I was like, Mr. Chris? He was like, yeah, like, why are you here? And I didn't even think about it. I was like, oh, I'm working out today. I was on the treadmill running and shit. He was like, oh, okay, because you know, we ain't have to work today. He was like, oh, okay. He was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, I knew. I lied twice.
Here's my thing though, in all honesty, affairs, when it comes to stuff like that, when you having a clock in on your day off, not knowing you don't have to work, it's time for a vacation. It's time to take a break. Like real talk. Okay. It's time to take a break. See what your PTO looking like and take some time off. Cause if you working, like, you gotta get up and clock in on the day you ain't gotta clock in. You got enough PTO to take some time off.
Yeah, cause that's your routine. Your routine, get up. Especially on the circuit. Cause back then I ain't had to be to work till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I was like,
right.
I worry about my damn ride was late and everything. I was like, oh shit, I'm finna be late. I ain't tell nobody. I was late by like, I was like 5 minutes late, like 3-4 minutes late. But they ain't care. They was like, as long as you get here before, you know, we got to go pick the kids up from school. But other than that, I was like, oh shit.
Right.
I was clocked there for a solid 30 minutes, dog. Damn. I went back to the damn freaking lounge room so damn bad to clock out. I had to type my shit. I was like, damn typo.
Not the damn typo. But yeah.
Oh, I got one more.
Got one more, go ahead.
You're watching something and your internet go out for like 5 seconds. I was sitting here watching something. It happened to me recently. It's happened to me a lot.
No, you know what? I got something that everybody can relate to. When you playing something and it don't fall through. Like, everything just goes wrong when you playing something.
It happens almost every time.
For some reason, that person's car broke. They can't make it. They sick. On this day, I plan to do something, and I let you know ahead of time. The weather. And I let you know ahead of time what I'm doing, and it just doesn't work. I'm like, bruh, why do you forsake me, universe? Why does thou forsake me, universe? What did I do? I'm trying, man. No. I wash my hands. I said my grace. What more do you want from me?
I know what you did.
Yourself a clown.
I know what you did.
Shit. Like, real talk. That's crazy.
I watch every move you make. But I got one more. And I'm going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Getting bit by a bug and not knowing until you get home.
On fucking mosquitoes.
I got bit, you didn't even know. And your arm itching and shit.
I'm sitting up here like, oh, what the fuck this web came from?
Exactly. Where did I get bit? I been in the house.
Real, I said, like,
outside one time to go to the mailbox. What bit me in between that time? They're like, what the fuck?
I mean, bro. You got that mosquito. Just finna slide on here. It sucks, duck. All right, I'm.
Didn't even know.
Yeah, he didn't even know.
He never knew.
He never knew. He was not ready. I can't. I'm sitting up here like, what the fuck, man?
And are you trying to think
back? Because that happened to me. Because I actually went to go check the mail. Okay, I'm about to go get the mail and everything. I got the mail. I give it to the respective people. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there, I'm on my computer, probably editing the video. All of a sudden, what the fuck?
When?
Right, when? I wasn't even outside for 5 minutes.
And then the mosquito was looking inside the window like, yeah, deal with it. Flies off. Bang. That just was.
I'm gonna get some all for your bitch ass.
Man, fuck a raid. I got fade.
That's so, like, I'm about to get some all for your bitch ass. Since you want to be childish, you son of
he's
a
like,
bitch.
He's like, fuck you. I die tomorrow. Shut up. He's like, what the fuck?
What? Nigga, what?
You'll never get your revenge.
Oh, I will. I will. Some of my bitch. But anyway, y'all, at this point, if you are watching the premiere, comment and tell us some minor things that, tell us your minor pet peeve.
Just your minor inconveniences that piss you off.
Mm-hmm. Your minor inconveniences that piss you off, indeed.
Your personal ones and, you know, a lot of ones that everybody can, like, you know, relate to.
Right, facts. But this time, y'all, we got a new segment. Yeah. Me and this man decided to come together and create a segment ourselves. No more random nerd facts for now, but this time it's we decided to make this a little fun and interesting and more marketable to people to let us know who we are, and we are calling it the Anime Butterfly Effect. Those of y'all that do not know what the Anime Butterfly Effect is, it is basically, it's what if, like what if, what if something happened in a certain anime where it will drastically change the story. And upon me and this man's discussion before we recorded, we have decided to go with Naruto. What if
part one,
what if in Naruto one of the best fights in the series was Rock Lee versus Gaara? What if Rock Lee won? What drastic changes could have happened, and like what drastic changes could have happened for Rock Lee to win, and what would happen afterwards once he gets that dub?
Theory time.
One more thing. This is all just for fun. We do not have official documents letting it be known on what we know. This is just how we feel on how things would go down if this certain thing were to have happened. So now that we got that out the way, let's have some fun.
Also, every time we do one of these, as soon as the butterfly effect happens, there's a butterfly in the scene somewhere that flies off.
Mm-hmm.
Either flies off or is born, whatever. There's a butterfly somewhere. Right. A real butterfly, not a ninja butterfly. Right. So alright, Rock Lee takes off the weights and just starts beating his ass, and they just keep going, and eventually Gaara's trying to get in there, and eventually Rock Lee wins with that primary lotus.
I feel like he should have beaten Gaara with the hidden gates.
Well, primary lotus
was the twist thing.
Yeah, I know, but he could still open a gate and do the primary lotus.
So you feel like that should have been the end all be all for Gaara when he did the primary lotus?
Yeah, he do the primary. He opened maybe like the seventh gate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, powers up, beats the shit out of Gaara for a little while, pick that depressed motherfucker up, and bam, primary lotus.
Okay.
I feel like he would win the respect of Neji.
Yeah, I feel like he would win the respect of Neji, but guess what though? Because the thing about it is, I feel like if Lee would have won, first and foremost, we would have gotten Sasuke versus Lee at the Chunin exam.
Yeah. Gaara, no, because either maybe Gaara, depending on how hurt Gaara is, Gaara probably wouldn't have came back in the Chunin exams at that point. It would have been Lee and Sasuke.
Yep, it would have been Lee versus Sasuke. We would have gotten Rock Lee versus Sasuke, a match that was teased, mind you.
But also, what happened first, Lee versus Sasuke or Naruto versus Neji?
It was Naruto versus Neji. Naruto versus Neji was first.
Okay, cool.
Because remember, Sasuke versus Gaara led to Gaara turning Shukaku, and then the Sound Village betraying everyone and things of that, and then the Sound Village doing their ambush and stuff like that.
Yeah, then that led on to Naruto versus
Gaara. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but but then we would have got that. But then who would have won? I feel like Sasuke still would have won that. Maybe. Because this is him coming back from training with
Kakashi.
With Kakashi and him, like, somewhat mastering the Chidori. Because that's like he was training his Sharingan, his Taijutsu, and he was training the Chidori. So I feel like it'll be a much different fight. But also I feel like if Neji did win that, wouldn't have got hurt, and also would have had a lot more confidence in himself.
So you feel like, okay, so here's the thing. Let's say Rock Lee does go to the tournament to fight Sasuke. Let's say that. Because the thing about it is, in the tournament and the way this went down, because you still have to remember the other plausible fights that happened in the tuning exams after the first one. We had Sasuke versus Temari. Shikamaru versus Temari.
I'm about to say, like,
we had Shikamaru versus Temari. And then we had, I was trying to think of another one. I can't really think of another one. Because when it came to the match with, because Shino won in the last one. I think Choji lost in the first one. Because remember, they also had to go up against Sound Ninjas.
And I think majority of the Leaf was winning them.
Yeah.
I do think Choji lost his.
Yeah, Choji lost his to the dude who got the air pressure in his hand. Choji lost to the dude who got the air pressure in his hands. I mean, because that's the thing. You see how it's got us thinking. Because think about it, you gotta think about the tuning exams and all the matches that happen in the tuning exams. Excuse me.
If Gaara's not there, like, how does the Shukaku fight happen?
Exactly. If it does happen, what if that's the butterfly effect to where we will never get to the whole Naruto versus Gaara, and Gaara will never get that understanding of Naruto? Or maybe Gaara might just get that understanding from Rock Lee. I know you're weaker than me, but you still pressed on and you beat me.
Yeah, and you have no jutsu. You beat me with just hands.
Right. What if Gaara got that? Now I don't think he would have now it's like what I said, I don't think he would have went Shukaku in that, because that's the thing. Like we really gotta think about this.
Because what we have to think about, what is going to be the thing that causes Gaara to go Shukaku, full Shukaku,
right?
Like what's going to be the factor that gets him to turn into that? Right. And does it happen right there in the arena?
Right.
Because they fought in the woods, far away from the village.
Right. Exactly.
So I do feel like. They knew Naruto beat Gaara, right?
Yeah, they knew Naruto beat Gaara because Konkoro and Temari was there too when they saw it happen.
Yeah, I'm talking about like the rest of the village.
Yeah, I believe they know.
Yeah, okay, but I do feel like I'm trying to think about how would they get out there in the woods like that. I still feel like that Naruto versus Gaara fight would happen, but I feel like Naruto would have help.
Right.
I feel like Lee would probably be there.
Time out. It was only three matches in Chunin exams too. No, because the tournament didn't continue. So if Rock Lee would have went, that means the tournament would have finished. Which means there would be more time for potential matches again.
Yeah, because Shikamaru versus Temari happen? Because isn't that the second time they fought? That's the second time they fought, right?
It was the first.
Yeah, because remember they fought in the woods.
That was the second time they fought. Second time was when they fought in the woods because then Shikamaru actually showed Temari that he can beat her.
Yeah. And he was actually serious. I know the first time he forfeited, right?
Yeah, he forfeited in Chunin exams too.
Yeah.
Because he held the hand up. He was like, I give up.
Yeah. So And then Choji lost his fight. And then Naruto and Neji. And then it was Lee. It was Lee. Well, no, Lee wasn't there. It was Sasuke versus
Gaara. I mean, because the match card didn't finish. That's the thing. Like, the match card did not finish.
So that was so Sasuke versus Gaara was supposed to be the last match.
No. Sasuke versus Gaara was not supposed to be the last match.
It was supposed to keep going.
Yes, it was supposed to keep going. Sasuke and Gaara was not the last match. It was supposed to keep going.
It probably would have been freaking Sakura fighting Ino again. Or
right, because that did end in a draw.
Or maybe it would have been Hinata fighting someone.
Can't fight no one. She lost.
Oh yeah. She did. Yeah, she lost to Neji in the first one. And also Tenten lost in the first one. So they out.
Okay, so let's not rack our brains too much on
this.
Because let's just say for purposes, if Rock Lee were to beat Gaara, the original Chunin exams would finish with no interruption.
Yeah, but if we're talking about like how Gaara as a character, I feel like if Lee beats him and Gaara falls asleep, like passes out, Shukaku coming out.
Yeah.
Because remember, Gaara didn't sleep. Because if he went to sleep, Shukaku came out. Like, it would just take over his body and he would come out. He'd start rampaging.
Right.
So, either way, if Gaara passes out, then Shukaku coming out, and he'll probably come out in the middle of the fucking arena.
True.
And then now everybody got to fight him. So now you got Gaara. Now you got Lee, Sasuke, Naruto, possibly Neji. Because, I mean, he's still beat up from fighting Naruto, but I still feel like he would still try and help them. So it'll probably be all of them fighting Gaara for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like it'll still just be Naruto left. Because I still feel like Naruto need to be the one
to finish
Gaara, and people will really start to see like Naruto's growth, because Naruto did a lot in that fight. Like, he did the multi-shadow clone, he did the Rasengan, he did the summonings, you know, he did the summoning transformation where he turned into Night, he turned into Kurama.
Mm-hmm.
And like other people didn't see that, but then they will really see Naruto, like his growth and how he was fighting and stuff like that.
Because
Sasuke saw that fight too.
Right. Now here's the thing. If that does happen, then using research, Sasuke would still feel inferior and he would still feel weak, and that would still make him want to go to Orochimaru.
Yeah.
Which means everything is going to play out the same. Except Rock Lee is fine.
Yeah, and we fought Shukaku in a different location, and Naruto also had somewhat help fighting Shukaku, and mm-hmm. Shukaku popped up in the village, and then the Sound Village possibly will still start doing an ambush.
Right. So, because like, you also gotta understand that even though this was Chunin's Hands 2, this was also the death of the Third Hokage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And him bringing back Hashirama and Tobirama.
Yep.
So he'd be fighting. He'd be off with fighting them. They still fight in the Sound Village. I feel like maybe Sasuke, Lee, and Neji, if they helping Naruto, I feel like they would leave to go fight off the Sound Ninja.
Right.
But as far as I'm saying, as far as it, like, there's so many, like, there's so many people there. There's so much happening at once that I feel like there's going to be, like, those adults, you know, the Jonins and stuff, who are going to be fighting the Sound Village, but also, like, there's a fucking tailed beast here. Like,
right.
Biggest priority, but you got all these little motherfuckers over here defending them or whatever, and then Shukaku's probably most likely attacking everybody.
Right.
So But at the end of the day, I still feel like it's still gonna come down to Naruto and Gaara.
Yeah, you still feel like it's gonna come down to Naruto and Gaara?
Yeah, I still feel like that whole Naruto and Gaara fight is gonna happen. It's just gonna be, it's just more people gonna see it. There's gonna be more, it's gonna be a different location, and there's gonna be other people there and other smaller fights happening. And also the death of Third.
Right. Now we're gonna push a little forward. Chunin's is over. It's still Chunin's is over. Now it's time for the retrieval of Sasuke.
Yeah.
Now, seeing that Lee is in perfect health, he's fine. Do you think they are going to recruit Lee to go with them to go get Sasuke?
Well, they have to.
Right, they have to.
Like, it's a that's a big ass like given. Like, he still came anyway later to fight Kimimaru.
Exactly, but you also gotta understand we don't get drunk route Lee now.
Yeah, we really don't.
Because he needed to drink the medicine for his arm and his leg.
Yeah, for the pain to stop.
Right. So but at we the don't end, get drunk route Lee.
Yes, we. But at the same time, he still lost that fight. He needed Gaara to help him.
Right, he still lost that and fight.
I still feel like Gaara would help him though.
Right, exactly.
Because you know we still had the Naruto speech, you know, talk no jutsu with Gaara just in a different place. So I still feel like Gaara would actually come and help him. But I think it probably would happen earlier because Lee was starting to lose that fight. He only got upper hand when he drank the elixir.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll still get our regular fights with the other guys, like with Naruto, Naruto, Kiba, Shikamaru, Choji, and mm-hmm. Neji. Mm-hmm. They all still gonna have their regular fights. And just that Lee gonna be there. And I feel like either Lee would try and help Neji, or Neji will be like, nah, you need to go. I can handle this because I have to catch up to you.
Right.
Because Neji will probably have a newfound respect for
Lee. Mm-hmm. That would be clean. So we're gonna go ahead and stop right there because we're not gonna go into Shippuden because everything.
Oh no! I was gonna stop at Shippuden. I was gonna
right. End it. Right. Okay. So you see how fun this was?
Yeah, hey, he was racking.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. You see how fun this was? This was dope. This was clean. I liked it. Now, moving forward, this is going to be a weekly segment. Okay, this is going to be the weekly segment. The anime butterfly effect, this is going to be the weekly segment. So, yeah, it's going to be Ryan Wilson random question of the week and the anime butterfly effect. These are going to be our weekly segment. But with that being said, we finna go ahead and we finna get into JoJo.
Yeah, part man, we one. Finally did JoJo part one, which is ways to use your platform the right way. Number one, don't be a dick.
You can be just...
Don't be a real dick. Like, don't be like... I'm gonna talk about some stuff like how, you know, don't be that one content creator who's like, you know, that guy and you're a nice person and all that stuff, but then like you get into a Gerard the Completionist fucking scandal or a goddamn Pokemon with the cookies scandal and then talk shit about, like, not Gerard, but talk shit about your fans behind their back and call them stupid because you know they love you so much that you'll buy anything they tell you to buy. That is manipulation.
That is.
But yeah, like, we're not gonna go into like the logistics of like how to just be consistent with yourself. We're telling you how to just be a nice ass dude or a nice ass gal.
I can't even say nice, genuine.
Or a nice ass dude or a genuine dude or a genuine gal. There you go.
Yeah, but, a genuine person.
Yeah, just a genuine person. And just be better. Like, just, we don't like, well, like, we kind of don't like calling our fans. Like, we call you the Roundbreaker Army. Right. And everybody in this army is cherished. Y'all have names, lives, and dreams and goals and stuff. We don't see y'all as like a number. Like, you're, in the words of Matt Pat, you're not just numbers. You're not just merch sales. You're not just, you know, subscribers. You're not just followers. Y'all are people. And when I look into the camera, I'm talking directly to you. This is us having a conversation. So it's like, that's what we see y'all as, you know. Y'all just a bunch of little kids and y'all roaming free throughout the universe. But the ways to use your platform correctly is just be more of a genuine person. Actually care about your fan base. You know, if you fuck up, you know, just because you know you're gonna have them fans that see you as this perfect being. Just, you know, remind your fans that you are also a human yourself. We don't need any what's it called? Not polyamorous. when you build a bond with like somebody that you watch all the time? Parasocial relationship. Yeah. If you see your fans that have this parasocial relationship with you, like, don't be one of them and be like, oh, since they got this parasocial relationship with me, they'll just do anything. They'll do any fucking thing that I want them to do. So if I ask them to donate $5 or $50 or $100 to whatever I'm doing, I know they'll just do it. Like, don't manipulate your fans. I don't care what, like, you can ask them for things and ask them to help you with things, but also put that disclaimer out.
As long as it's going towards the content that you are making for them.
Yeah, and also put that disclaimer out there that, hey, it would be nice if you, you know, hit the like button, share, subscribe. But if you also want to, if you want to donate to my website or to this or to that, you know, you can, if you want to, here's the links for all of that, and let people, and give people the decision themselves to do that. Don't like demand it from them. And also be careful on the stuff that you say, especially if you got a Discord and you in a chat with all your Discord, you in a chat in your Discord or wherever, and you say some stuff, and you know, it can be used against you later, because you will have secret haters. You will have secret people out there that like you, but you know, they're like, because we don't know y'all. We like y'all, we love you, but we don't know you. We don't know these people. I don't exactly know who's watching this, but I know if I say Josh, there's a Josh out there watching this. But we don't know exactly, you don't know exactly who is following you. You don't know. You might have kids, old folk, people your age, or just a splash of everybody, depending on what your concept is. But just understand that your relationships with fans have to be, you know, there has to be a balance.
Right.
Some people you can't be too buddy-buddy with, because, you know, like I said, parasocial relationships. You have those fans that's just like, hey, they might feel entitled to you because they gave you some money or they helped you with something. So now they're just like, hey, come meet me here. Like, be careful of that. Also, be careful of stuff that you say. Be careful of, you know, if you have people talking to you in a weird way, document everything, because we see plenty of I've seen a lot of people go down in flames because they get allegations and all this other stuff. Hey, make sure you document everything, screenshot everything, keep everything, voice recordings, whatever, to protect yourself. Because you gotta remember, these are your fans and whatever, these people watching you. Some people ain't your fans, and sometimes people just want to take you down or whatever. You gotta have ways of protecting yourself.
That's fact.
So, but yeah, man. Just be yourself. Just don't be a dick. Basically, and I pass it to my bro.
Yeah, okay. So basically the whole situation, I mean, because I agree with everything that he says 100%. The thing about that is, when it comes to this, and even though we're not big time creators, we've actually had times where we dealt with this. You don't know me, okay? Stop saying we're friends. If you don't know me, stop saying we're friends. Okay? Because the thing about it is, I hold friendship in a very high regard. If you say we friends, that means we have to talk. If we have never talked outside of certain platforms, let me basically put a stamp on it. If you don't have my number, I wouldn't necessarily consider us as friends. I would consider us as like associates. If you don't have my number, we're not friends. Okay? Like real talk. If you don't have my number, we're not friends. Don't say we're friends. Because if we have not discussed, like if we haven't had a one-on-one conversation, I don't consider us as friends, because the thing about it is, one-on-one conversation are very intimate and important, like real talk. But it's like what I said, because the thing about it is, take that shit off of social media. That's one thing. Take that shit off of social media. I don't mind gaining and building relationships with my peoples, whether it's on here, whether it's on TikTok, whether it's on Twitch. I don't mind building relationships with people. That is what the social and social media stands for.
Talking to people.
You don't have to be social, but if you're trying to do something, if you're trying to push something, you have to talk to people. You have to. That's the thing. We are on social media every day, but we don't say shit to nobody. We're not using it right. Yeah. So we're not using it right. So the reason why I say what I say is because people need to understand that we as a people must understand that we got our own shit going on. Like real talk, we have our own struggles going on. We're not perfect. Because another thing I don't like about this is, because sometimes, yes, the content creator can be sleazy, but so can the fucking fan. I'm not talking about y'all, but the fans can be very, very sleazy. Like, there are literal people out here in this world who would rather see a content creator cause harm to themselves, be it emotionally, verbally, physically, mentally, just to get some entertainment. And the sad thing is, some content creators feel obligated to do so because they are indulging in your content. And that's not cool. I don't agree with any of that at all. Because I've seen it. I've seen people go through a lot of shit just to bring joy and entertainment to people who in my honest opinion do not deserve it. Some don't
give a fuck about you.
Exactly. And some don't give a fuck about you. They're miserable. People who make you do stupid shit like that is miserable. They don't like their own lives.
And some people just subscribe to you and follow you just to keep up with you. So yeah, they can finally, you know, see the point where you fuck up, and they can be in your comments or be in your inboxes. Like, yeah, I knew I never liked them to begin with. I knew they was going to fuck up one day.
Exactly.
Like, that happens. I've seen it. It's terrible.
Yes, it is. It's very terrible.
Also, as a go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. What you gonna say?
As a content creator, if you have a really, really big fandom, you are not responsible for what your fans do. Now you can come out and tell people that, hey, I'm not sending hate to nobody. I don't send my fans or platform after nobody. You know, we are not personally like, they just doing that in defense of us because they love us so much. But at the same time, we like that people like us and they will defend us. But at the same time, if you're going after people just because they don't like us, then that's not cool. I don't care. Like if that person's a bad person, they talking shit, let us deal with that. Cause a lot of time we ain't gonna say nothing unless they say some real outlandish whatever. But other than that, like, stay over here. Fuck what they talking about. Stay over here. So I know not everybody, and we know that not everybody's gonna do that. Some people's gonna be like, hey, I don't like how you talking about my bus driver, I'll beat your ass. And that ain't right. That's kind of fun. It's kind of cool, but don't do that.
Right.
We do not condone any type of hate, any type of thing. If you do that, we booting you out of the multiverse. You're gonna be outside of time in a black void somewhere thinking about it and reflecting. Okay, but don't do that. Also, like, make sure, like, you are not in control. You are not in, like, control of your fans. Even if you are, like, let's say you on a Mr. Beast level, that dude could say, hey, we gonna be doing this. You could donate to here, do this, and thousands upon thousands of motherfuckers will do that because they like it. But if anybody start talking shit about him, they immediately go to his defense. But we don't condone. You can defend us. It's cool. But don't be sending people death threats. Don't be sending people like hate speech and slurs and all this other stuff. Don't do that. But you are not a realm breaker if you're doing that.
Here's the thing. Everyone has an opinion. Okay, let people be entitled to their opinion. If they don't like us, they just don't like us. That's the thing.
We don't care. We're used to people not liking us.
Exactly. Because I was actually getting to that. We are used to people not liking us. What's one more to add to the tally? What, just because they got a platform like us, so that just automatically means that you guys need to go do something? No, don't. Just enjoy the content over here and keep it copacetic. Like, real talk. Just enjoy the content over here. Let them talk as much shit as they want to. We will not indulge it unless something is at stake. Like real talk. We will not indulge in petty bullshit unless something is at stake. And I do mean something, like, it has to be a big something in order for us to respond to something like that. But if they don't, we're not saying anything. We're just going to focus on creating content for the people who are there to see us for us.
I'm right.
But yeah, with that being said, we can go ahead and go on to the next
one. We're going to move on to JoJo Part 2, which is... Damn, I'm thinking one way. Okay. Stuff that needs to stay in 2023. Now, I know we already a week into the big... old folk,
and a lot of shit has happened.
Not 2004. That'd be dope as hell if we was doing this 2004 up all the way to 2024. God damn. But anyway. But man, listen. I ain't talking. You ain't got to. You don't want to. I ain't talking about your ass.
No.
You gonna do it. You can do it anyway. You gotta edit this. But anyway. No. Anyway.
It's shit like that. Go.
I'm starting off with a big one. I'm sorry, y'all. Gojo's death.
You know goddamn well that is coming into 2024. There's even a T saying he's coming back.
That's fucked up.
Agreed.
That's the manga. That's the mangaka fucking with y'all.
For real. Because
he don't even like Gojo.
No, but he don't.
That's fucked up, though. You don't like your own character. But, yeah, man.
It's playing mangakas that don't like their character.
But, yeah, it's like... But, yeah, man, the whole, like, you know, I love Gojo. That was my guy. Okay? But he's not the main character. Him dying was the turning point, was like maybe the second turning point, other than Shibuya incident, for everybody to get on their P's and Q's and make some gains. Get stronger. And because Gojo, he was clearly shown that he ain't gonna be here forever. He was technically the Goku of Jujutsu Kaisen, and ain't no Dragon Balls here. So, manga wise, for y'all manga readers and stuff, let Gojo, like for real, like y'all hyper Gojo fans. Every time I see someone saying that Gojo's their favorite character, I'm like, my first thing that pops up in my head, he dead.
just because he dead don't mean shit. He can still be your favorite character.
Yeah, he's your favorite character and stuff like that. And I'm not knocking nobody, because he's also my third favorite character too. But yeah, man, let Gojo and Geto, they both gone. I hate that. Because Geto was my dude. Two best friends that made it seem like they was going to be like the big two in this series and whatever, leading the young ones and stuff. But it didn't happen that way. But yeah, man, let's leave Gojo's death manga wise in 2023. And that's mine.
Okay. Let's leave overly sensitive people in 2023. Shit. Keep your oversensitive ass in 2023. It's called a joke, bitch. Get over it. Why is it that every time a joke is said, why the fuck do people have to get offended on something? Okay, here's the thing. I love comedy as a sense. I do. I love it. I love it a lot. Stop being so fucking sensitive. Over the most smallest shit. But he said this. Shut the fuck up. Like seriously. Hush.
If you know you're going to get offended, I'll be back in a second. My back hurt. If you know you're going to be offended, why you even went?
Right. Why did you go? Why are you watching? Because you want to be a part of the conversation, but you want to be on the other side of that conversation. That's the point. Like real talk. Like, that's the point. You want to be on the other side of the conversation. We're like, I don't know. What he said was this or what he said was that. Like, no, shut up.
Like, people will find anything to be like, people find anything to be mad about. They could be the most wholesomest, nicest people ever, and it just be like, they nice, they cool and everything, but it's just, I feel like, okay, do you know about the Shits and Gigs podcast?
I've heard of them.
I watched them, like, it's two UK black dudes.
They, I know about, like, oh, okay, yeah,
all right, cool. I'm just clarifying for the people who watch it. You know, they cool in there, but there are people who are like, I saw a video saying that, I like them and everything. It's just, I feel like they would punch the shit out of a woman if they got mad. And I'm like, what? That's another, to piggyback off of sensitive people, let's stop making random assumptions about people just from a clip you saw. Like, if you saw a clip from a podcast of somebody saying something controversial, whether it be comedy, whether it be other serious topics, don't base your whole opinion off of a 20, 30, a 20, 15, 30 second clip. why don't you just go watch the whole thing so you can know what the fuck happened? So,
attention spans, though.
So that person doesn't have to come out publicly and say, hey, watch the whole thing. I said a bunch of other stuff before this and after this.
You are
I didn't mean it this way. Go watch the whole thing.
Right. You are literally showing a part in the video that's trying to make me look bad. That's what you're doing.
Or you're taking something and like flipping it. Can we stop doing that?
Facts. Blueface and Krishan need to stay in 2023.
Bye. They both ugly. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Stay your ass 2020.
Toxic Batman fans, stay in 2023.
You know what? Fuck it. Goku versus Superman, stay in 2023.
What may surprise you is that third fight, no one talked about it like that.
Of course, no one talked about it like that.
They did. But everybody, it's just...
You want to know what's crazy? You said that was going to be the video that blew up. Bruh. Doctor Who versus Rick is still our highest viewed death battle reaction.
Yeah, but the other video, Superman versus Goku still was tremendous.
Yes, it was tremendous. It was a good death battle. I will never deny that.
No, I'm talking about our reaction video. It was still good.
Yes, it was. I agree. Still, it didn't blow up.
Yeah, it blew. Hey, for our standards, it blew up.
Yeah.
Hey, man, go watch that damn video. Go watch both them damn death battles, man. That shit was fire. But Goku vs. Superman. Don't need to happen again. Let these niggas, like I said in that video, you're gonna watch that full video for full context. Let Superman and let Goku fight other people. Please.
For real, because y'all always putting them against other people. Like shit, I wouldn't mind seeing like in all honesty, I wouldn't mind if you put freaking Sentry versus Superman. Why not that?
Nah, cause I know how that would go, so we'll talk about that later.
No, we ain't.
What?
We're not gonna talk about that later.
No, I mean, I mean like off cam. I ain't talking about like in a video or anything.
No, we're not gonna talk about off cam either because I don't want to know.
that's not a fight. But
okay.
But
look, I don't know shit. I don't know shit. I just heard what people say about Sin. That's why I said that.
I'm just saying, Soup taking that.
No shit, but anywho, continue.
But what else did you stay up? Oh, I was finna say some One Piece shit, but I ain't gonna do that. Mm-mm. Damn, I don't really know. What else? Real quick, we ain't gonna talk about it at all. The race, not race war, what the fuck? The gender war. Men, women, whatever, need to stay in 2023. Can we stop that?
Toxic podcast needs to stay in 2023 as well.
Yeah, man, because it's a bit, the condensation. Connotation of that all podcasts are bad, all because these fresh and fit motherfuckers and all these other goddamn podcasts where they just sit and talk about relationships and politics and you ain't shit. If he ain't shit, he can't do shit.
Dogging guests and shit.
Yeah, dogging your guests. What the fuck you brought me here? Just talk shit about me, you mother bald headed black. Anyway, but but yeah, man, like Toxic Podcast need to go on, get on about it. People who don't deserve a platform need to stay in 2023.
Fag, oh hell yeah. You know, honestly, Nah, that should have been like a 2021, 2022 type of deal.
That should have been a 2020.
Oh, 2020 type. Oh, you know what? Fuck it.
2020.
Ever. 2020. Fuck it.
All you motherfuckers that come up here. Hey, man, listen, I'd rather watch a dude that wake up in the morning, go to work, go to school, come home, eat ramen noodles, and go to sleep and vlog it every day. I'd rather watch that shit than half the bullshit that y'all be talking about. Like, why you mad? You said a man that I'm gonna dive for a little bit. I'm gonna dip my pinky just a little bit in the ocean. But that's how big this shit is. But how the fuck you gonna get mad at a man when he took you out? He brought you that y'all hung out at his house. He cooked a full course fucking dinner to you. You said he a red flag because he served it to you on a paper plate.
What the fuck?
We ain't gonna get into that. But dumb topic discussions right there. Why? We will find anything to be mad about. Why?
I agree. Why? I definitely agree.
One more time. You also made a big deal with the color of his cabinets were. That ain't even his problem. They were there when he got there.
What the hell? His cabinet.
Yes, his kitchen cabinet. Majority of the time, them bitches either brown or white.
At this point, I just feel like
that's a red flag.
At this point, I just honestly feel like people
are miserable. Whatever. Y'all deserve to be by yourself if you that nitpicky about someone's fucking
cabinet,
kitchen decor.
That is dumb.
Also,
all right.
Can
go ahead.
The videos about when Thanksgiving come around and everybody has a horrible fucking family videos.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something right now. I ain't never seen that, but I do like the clapbacks though. The Thanksgiving clapbacks, those can stay. But I haven't seen the horrible Thanksgiving videos. And,
you know. No, like what I mean is like everybody, like every time people say, "Oh, it's Thanksgiving," people make these skits and whatever about how like secretive and weird and just nasty their families is and talking shit by each other at the goddamn.
I'm so sick of those. I understand, but let's be real. There are families like that.
Yeah, but it happens so much that people think that everybody family like that.
If people really sat up here and thought that all families are like that, then you're missing the point of the video.
Exactly, it's just around the time Thanksgiving. That's like the only type of skits I fucking see. And it'd be the same thing. Y'all ain't got no originality or creativity. It'd be the same shit. But also more creativity. Stop stealing people's shit.
Cat. Cat.
Cat ain't stole nobody's shit.
He talking shit about people's shit. Yes.
Yeah, he got his shit. I watched that. Him and his shit. Quick side note. We gonna move on. I promise. But I've been wanting to talk to this man about this freaking Cat Williams shit for a minute. Because I watched Shad and Chubb.
I watched
that shit twice. It was just that good. It's a good conversation.
It was.
Mr. Potato Head ass nigga.
I punched Cedric's stump.
I bust Cedric's stump. Look like a walrus.
Look like a walrus.
Can't even get his legs up it. Fat motherfucker. Hey, he didn't say that. That's me saying. But yeah, man.
But no disrespect to them, because I actually like it.
Yeah, no, I like Steve, dude. No disrespect to them. It's just anyway.
It ain't looking too good for y'all. That's all I'm saying.
Man, they gonna forget. Hey, this shit. They too big.
You absolutely right. They gonna forget, but still, yeah, I get it.
But yeah, y'all, you got anything else, bro? But we want to keep it 2023. The color purple needs to stay in 2023. How about that? But also,
oh, not the movie, the actual color.
Yeah,
you and I both know that's never happened. Yeah,
yeah, fuck. All right, y'all, we're gonna move on to JoJo Part 3, which is Stardust Crusaders, and we're talking about YouTubers retiring. YouTubers that have been here for 10 plus years are finally hanging it up and handing their channels off to other people. And because a lot of people, I know that we see that sometimes when YouTubers quit, they don't delete their damn channel or whatever. They just, because you know,
people, you can still watch, get that revenue like that.
Yeah, yeah. People still watching videos and shit on it. So it's like, so yeah, why would you delete that? But the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Matthew Patrick, aka Matt Pat, Game Theory, Film Theory, Food Theory, and Style Theory, and GT Live, is after 13 years of being on YouTube, he is finally hanging it up. If you don't know, he's quitting, but he is handing his channels off to other people in his editing team, all the teams and stuff like that. So the channels ain't going nowhere. But he has decided to take a step back, and he's still going to be around, but he's not going to be on camera anymore. And his video where he was talking about his, it came out of fucking nowhere too. Like when I got the notification for that, and he just said goodbye, and it just says goodbye internet. That's what it says. And it's just, as soon as you hop on the video, it's not clickbait. I'm for real. And I wanted to do this video, how our first video started out, me and you having a conversation. And majority of that video, he is crying. He said he ain't quitting until the 9th of March. He has 10 more theories left. And after that, he's handing it over to other people. And apparently this is happening. YouTubers retiring. This is also happening.
It created a domino effect.
Yeah, it's created a domino effect where other people are quitting. And I mean, he ain't the first one to quit. He quit because another YouTuber also quit. His shit was fire. He said his piece, walked off, got into a helicopter, and flew away. Style. But yeah. So a lot of gaming YouTubers and other types of YouTubers are quitting and stuff at their highest point. Like, this isn't Matt leaving because of some controversy or something. Nah, he leaving because he feels like
he left while the getting's good.
He left while he good. He got his family. All five channels he got over 3 million subscribers. He good. And he got a huge fan base. He said that he's just gonna work. He has another project that he is working on behind the scenes, but he's not gonna be on camera no more. And he's gonna do that project, and he's gonna put it out there in the world for people to solve. It's a big ARG theory mystery thing. But yeah, and he said he's gonna work on the clothes. He said he's gonna work on the clothing brand, you know, stuff like that. Like, that's what he's gonna do in the background. And people leaving, it makes you think about, like, damn, bro, one day me and you gonna make this video.
Yeah,
one day, like, you know, like when you're a content creator.
Yeah, but here's the thing though, and this is just me being real with it. Individually, we will probably end up making that video saying goodbye.
Yeah, I was getting there.
But when it comes to this, I don't mean the Realm Breakers channel itself. I mean the podcast. We could keep this shit going until we retire. Because the thing about it is like, it's a podcast voice.
It's just us sitting down talking.
Yeah, it's literally just us sitting down talking. And nobody can sit up here and say, you're too old to do that, or don't you feel like you're done doing that? A podcast can go for a very long time. You literally got old motherfuckers doing it. So we can too. That's why we're literally going to push this podcast as big as it can. We're going to push the YouTube. We're going to push the YouTube content as well and everything. We're going to do the best that we can to get as many eyes as we can on the podcast, because this is the main thing we needed to be focused on. We appreciate the death battles we do, but there's going to be a time where we're not doing that anymore, and we want people to be and we want people to still be with us when we're done doing that, because we're still gonna be these two nerdy black men on the internet, and we're gonna keep talking and spreading as much positivity and giving you as much content as we can, but we are facing facts. When that time comes, we're gonna be making those videos. Will it be 10 years from now? Will it be 20 years from now? Who knows? Yeah. Will it be 5 years from now? Who knows?
Yeah. And once we get to that point, we just this big podcast, we can go out and tour and all this other stuff. Like, we can get to that point.
Right.
But that's the thing that all content creators that really have to deal with, which is like, you know,
what's next?
Yeah, like after I quit doing like the content in this career, like what do I want to do now? Everything that I've learned from doing, you know, podcast stuff or just podcast stuff and other content in general. Like, no matter what you do, you know, what are you gonna do like after that? Because some people lose their passion for this. You know, some people wake up and be like, man, I don't feel like making a video today.
And the problem,
some people
is...
get burnt out and just never come back.
Right. And the problem is that I've had, I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm kind of having that issue now. Well, no, I'm more in line with a creator's block on my individual channel. I'm not really sure what to do. Like, in all honesty, like, yeah, I can make my tier list videos and yeah, I can react to anime trailers and stuff like that, but I can only do that so much. I'm trying to bring consistent content, but I'm kind of stuck here. I'm not really sure what to do because
yeah, what's your niche?
Right. What's my niche? Because there was literally a time I made a video earlier this week, and while I'm making the video, I'm like I literally sat up here and I told myself, I don't know what to talk about. So now I feel like I should just take a step back. Indulge in more content so that I can have things to talk about. But the thing about it is, I don't want to just sit here and talk. I need a type of format to talk about it. That's the thing. Like, I need a format to talk about it. Like, back when I was doing manga reactions, that seemed to have been my niche, but companies didn't like that. So since companies didn't like that, it had to go.
Gotta pivot.
Right. I gotta play ball. That's basically what I gotta do. I gotta play ball. I gotta play by the rules because this is not my platform. Okay? It's not. Maybe
it's
when
our
I...
platform, but it's not our platform.
Right. Right. Maybe when I get big enough and supportive enough, when I do try and make the content, I find my niche, maybe I'll make a Patreon and I can make whatever video I want. And people can come watch me from there.
Yeah. But you know, like, us as content creators, we all know that, you know, that day is coming. We don't know how, like he said, we don't know how far it is from now. Like, I've had multiple channels and I've lost multiple channels and I still kept coming back because I like this shit.
Same.
So it's like, if that day comes where I lose a channel again or something else happens, that I'll just be like, fuck it.
I mean, because the thing about it is, my real question is, if I lose another channel, will I come back? Or will I leave?
Same way.
Right. Like, real talk, like, will I come back or will I leave?
Or if we do lose our separate shit, will we just gonna do this?
Yeah, we just gonna do this. And the thing about it is, we don't want to lose this.
Yeah.
But that's why we've been real careful.
What we put up with here.
Yeah, what we put up here. That's why we be real careful what we put up here. Like real talk, I do the best I can when I be editing these videos and getting the music and things of that nature. I be making sure it's copyright free music because that can get us in trouble.
Like the smallest times that you use this song at 14 seconds, you ain't getting shit.
Right, exactly.
That killed me, especially when the song fit. And then you gotta go back in the thing, gotta re-edit everything and all that shit. It sucks.
It does. It's trash.
I had to do that shit recently when I made my new intro. And that was, what the fuck? But man, look, even the boy, the big man, Jacksepticeye, he didn't say he was leaving, but he said MatPat's video, because you know, a lot of these big YouTubers, they all know each other. They friends. So it's like, man, like, he literally said, watching Matt's video made me realize that I've been doing YouTube for a third of my life. That's what Matt said. He said, he's been doing YouTube a third of his life. That's a long time. So it's like, people thinking like, man, we can't lose Jack, we can't lose Markiplier, you know, these guys are huge. Like, Mark got 24 mil last time I checked, 24 million subs. Mark out here, he a whole ass director, he making his own movies out of hip pocket. So it's like, man, will Markiplier leave, and then like, it's gonna suck, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, man. Like, if Dashy quit,
I was trying not to think about that,
man. I'm just thinking about a lot of the big people that I watch personally.
I mean, because, like, here's the thing though. Yeah, if Dashy quit, if Corey X Kenshin quit, because here's the thing with me, although there will come a time where everybody will stop quitting this content creating thing, the main person who I feel like who I can still keep watching even after content creating is done is JD.
Yeah, and JD content creator, he do a multitude of things.
Yeah, he does a multitude of things.
And he talks about it all the time. He said, hey, look, I know my stuff don't do that well. He got a big following. He said, I know my stuff don't do that well, but I still like doing this stuff.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, it's like, there's certain people where it's just like, and then some people quit and then they be gone for maybe like a month or two and they be like, I couldn't stay away.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, sometimes there are people who quit and be, or they'll say quit. It's like, hey, look, I'm sorry I said I quit. It's just, I was at a time in my life where I felt like this and this and this. And it was just like, You have those fans that's gonna understand. You have those fans that's gonna be mad, and you know it's gonna be it'll be cut in half. But to see the thing about it, it's like, I heard Joey the Anime Man say this himself. He did a video. He did a separate video talking about the same thing, and he said that he said that when all those really big YouTubers leave, they're making space for, like, they're getting out the kitchen to let the younger generation cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, I mean, I'm a little iffy on that because I don't like a lot of these new generation, you know, YouTubers. A lot of these new gen anime YouTubers, and a lot of these, you know, we stick strictly with YouTube. We ain't talking about TikTok, that's a whole nother thing. But I don't know. I mean, I'll be iffy on these new gen people, because it's like, a lot of these bigger, really, really, really big people, like, there's some of these people you kind of grew up with. You know, like, I've been watching MatPat almost from the beginning, back when he was just making videos by himself in his apartment in the closet.
Yeah, I've, like, been watching Dashy since his skit channel.
Yeah, like, some of these people, like, you really, really, like, grew up with. And, like, shoot, Maximilian. I was watching him way back to when he was doing his skits, and he was doing like the fight. He was doing like, he had 24,000 subscribers. And he had 2 million now. And I was watching him way back then. It's like, you grew up with these people to a degree. You grew up watching them. So it's like, we grew up watching them. Like, you know, so it's like, it'll feel weird, like, not going to their channel and like, ain't nothing new. It's been 3 months, ain't nothing new. I was like, oh shit, they were serious. So it's like, it's gonna feel weird watching Game Theory, Food Theory, Style Theory, Film Theory. It's gonna feel weird watching those channels, and, you know, Matt ain't there.
Right.
Like, can't nobody say it's just a theory, a game theory. Can't nobody say that like him. That's the thing. That's a big thing. Like, can't nobody say that like him.
Yeah, but as of right now, we still got our favorite YouTubers and they still kicking. So, yeah. But this is something to think about, y'all. Like, real talk. Just think about it for a
minute. All your favorite people, whether they, you know, TikTok, YouTube, shit, Twitch, like, especially Twitch, but the way Twitch is going right now. Like, you gotta think about, like, one day these people is gonna quit and this, and you had just really just gonna have to deal with it.
You ain't got no choice. You ain't got no choice but to deal with it.
You got no choice because it's their life, it's their channel. You know, they built that. I mean, yeah, you help. I mean, you being a subscriber, I'm gonna say the same thing for us. You being a subscriber and you being here, you watching, clicking, commenting, subscribing, all that stuff. Yes, that supports us. It supports us greatly. No matter how minuscule it is, you know, that supports us. That supports us greatly. You know, but at the same time, it's like one day you gotta think about
what happens to us when we're gone.
Yeah, like who you gonna jump with next, man? You know. But yeah, Groundbreakers ain't going nowhere. No time soon. But this universe, this multiverse is still growing every goddamn day. Every new video on this channel is a new universe that was just created.
Right there.
All our podcast episodes are another version of us and another part in another universe talking about shit. That's how I always thought of it.
Okay, that sounds cool.
But yeah, y'all. You got anything else, bro?
Nope.
But yeah, y'all, we're gonna move on to our last topic of the night. JoJo Part 4. Hobbies that you wish you got into a lot earlier.
I ain't got none. Because here's the thing, I've been playing video games since I was 2. How earlier could I get in?
In the womb! Playing Pong!
My well shit, because my mom used to own Atari.
Full circle. But
like I said, I've been playing video games since I was 2. So I don't know early you can expect me to get into the game.
For me, it was I'm not gonna only say hobbies though. I'll also say hobbies and certain media, like certain things. I feel like I wish I got into tokusatsu a little earlier.
You know,
technically I was watching Power Rangers, but as far as Kamen Rider, I wish I would have got into Kamen Rider a little bit earlier, because I feel like I could have did a tokusatsu channel way earlier, and I feel like I would have been kind of good. Because I love this. I got into Rider and stuff like around like 2009, 2010. And I was making videos at that time, but I was making AMVs. I was doing anime music videos. And I was trying to figure out something else to do on YouTube. So I was like, man. And I started watching Rider and then went from there. But also, I'm going to say something, maybe something more physical, you know? Like an extracurricular activity. I wish I could have started skateboarding, because I love skateboarding. So I feel like me being a skater bro would have been cool. I probably still would be doing everything I'm doing now. It's just that I probably would be doing the writer stuff, but also like skater content would be cool. I feel like I should have got to that a little bit earlier. Motorcycles. I love motorcycles. Maybe it's just, you know, just a few things that like physical. I feel like tennis, because I played tennis in high school, and after high school was over, I never played tennis again. So it was like, you know, tennis, that was my only physical like movement and stuff. I play other sports, but tennis is the only one I really, really like genuinely. But yeah, I think that's it for now. I think this is like some stuff I feel like I should have got into earlier, and I feel like it would have been kind of cool. Probably would have pivoted my life in a different way, more positively. But
in all honesty and fairness, I can't think of a hobby I wish I would have gotten into earlier. Because here's the thing, I would say wrestling, but I can just go back and watch the old shit. I could say anime, but technically I was already into anime because I like this shit like Pokemon and Digimon and Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff like that. Even though at the time I didn't know it was anime, but I still got into anime. Now, what I now this isn't more in the lines of what I wished I got into more earlier. This was more in the lines of what I wish I could have continued, but I stopped. I wish I could have kept taking Taekwondo classes. Because
you'd be a fucking monster.
Because the reason why I could not continue taking Taekwondo class, because my mom did not have enough money to keep paying the fee, so we had to stop. Because my mom would tell you, no, it's because you stopped going. Wrong. I was literally in my gi every Saturday morning ready to go. Like, real talk. And it was here in Cuthbert. Somebody was teaching Taekwondo to kids in Cuthbert. And I wanted to be a part of that. Like, I wish I would have kept learning Taekwondo. Like, in all honesty and fairness. That's something that I wish I could have did. Because the thing about it was, and it is too late now. I had like this little plan of mine going on when I was young. I was like, when I get out of high school, I'm gonna go straight to college. I didn't do that. When I get out of college, I'm going to casually date. When I get into college, I'm going to casually date. I didn't do that. I find the person who I love, and by the time I'm 25, I'm married to her. By the time I'm 30, I would have already had a kid, and I would probably have another kid on the way. And by the time I'm 30, I would have learned the martial arts.
Which kids?
What you mean, which kids?
I said with your kids.
Yeah, with my kids. That was a viable plan I had for myself. I don't know why I thought of a plan like that, but the thing about it is like, I like martial arts, but then again, that also shows how much of a violent person that I like to indulge in. Because the thing about it is, watching martial arts movies is just cool as fuck. I don't care if the voices don't match lip. I like martial arts movies. The old ones, the new ones. I love Eagle them Fist. Shits. Like the old ones, the new ones. I love them shits. Sammo Hung, Bruce Lee, Donnie Yen, Jackie Chan, Jet Li. Like real talk. Like all of them. Those dudes. Kill it every single time. But yeah, like what I said, what I wish I could have kept going in, definitely I wish I could have kept doing Taekwondo. But I can't think of no other hobbies. It's like what I said, I watched wrestling as a kid. I just wasn't focused in on it.
Yeah. You never really want to be a wrestler.
I wanted to be a wrestler, but then I'm realizing, you know what? I'd rather be on commentary.
I don't want to get slammed today to a table, right? Hit face with a chair.
Right. I don't want to get slammed through a table. I don't want to get hit with a chair. I don't want to get punt kicked. I damn sure don't want to deal with no goddamn embarrassing shit. It's like somebody putting their ass in my face.
yeah, bumping meat.
Yeah, goddamn retribution. But yeah, man. It's like what I said, man. Like I don't really think of stuff, because the thing about it, yes, although I did indulge in anime fully when I was like 15, I was still introduced to it and I liked it. Because The thing about it is, I feel like if I did not like Pokemon, if I did not like Digimon, if I did not like Yu-Gi-Oh, I wouldn't have liked anime.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I feel like if I didn't like Pokemon, if I didn't like Digimon, if I didn't like Yu-Gi-Oh, I wouldn't have liked anime.
Yeah, normie.
Like real talk. I mean, because the thing about it is, piggybacking off of a conversation that we had on a previous podcast, you said, you know, what if there was no anime? What would you would have done? What kind of person would you have been? And I told you, video games and wrestling. That's mainly what I would have been. Video games and wrestling. But in all honesty and fairness, and think about it is, getting into writing, my story was literally in our school newspaper when I was in fourth grade. So what? like seriously, like, I'm solidified in the stuff that I like to do. I'm solidified in this stuff. Now, mind you, yes, I didn't fully indulge in the Attitude Era, which a lot of people would say is the best era in wrestling. I was mainly introduced more in Ruthless Aggression Era. I was mainly more in Ruthless Aggression than I was Attitude. Mercy Street, oh my God. But it's not like I don't know about it, because I do, so don't do that. But yeah, like, I can't really think of, I can't really think of one. Because it's like what I said, I've indulged in the stuff that I'm currently into at a young age. I've indulged in all of that. Because like I said, now if I had said, if I wish I got introduced to something earlier, yeah, probably anime, but I technically did. Because even though a lot of dumbass normies out here, a lot of dumbass casualties, Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, those ain't animes, those are cartoons. Shut up.
Your mama's a cartoon, bitch.
Right, shut up. In all honesty and fairness, but yeah, that's how it is. Like what I said, I indulged in all of these activities when I was at a young age, so I can't necessarily say, oh, well, I wish I would have did this. Like, nah, I knew what the hell I like.
I know what I like, motherfucker.
Yeah, like I can't really think of anything. So,
I got mine. Well, also like dancing. I got into dancing a little late, but you know. I'll talk about, you know, still gloving. But I'll talk about, like, you know how Jeremy and all them used to dance, like stuff like that, like.
I can't say, and think about it, cause I'm also thinking about all the stuff I did, but I don't really do like that no more. I can't say theater, because I was actually in school plays when I was in elementary. So, I indulged in that at a young age. So, I don't know.
But hey, if you down in the conversation and you know, you let us know. Down in the comment section, let us know.
I need to do more shit now.
Your head was like, I need to do. Oh, but yeah, y'all, y'all let us know down in the comment section about any of your opinions on anything that we talked about tonight. Let us know down there. We want to know your stuff. Don't do nothing weird. Don't be like, hey man, I wish I would have kept stripping. Like, I'm like, damn, Rick. Like,
with that being said, close statements.
We gonna see. Hey man, this your boy Spiky Fox, aka Mr. Ron Wilson, celebrity bus driver. We about to ride it. We about to ride out on the 6-wheel drive. Go ahead. Get ready to get yourself off the goddamn bus. We're going to see y'all next Friday. We'll pick y'all ass up for another discussion. Make sure to hit that like button, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Go down there to that description box for you to hit all our social media garbage. We're going to see y'all next time. Get off the bus. Here's your complimentary Tic Tacs and Dental Dams. See ya.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know I'm about to say another podcast done, another round broken. Thank y'all so much for coming out. We appreciate y'all as always. And of course, if you done watching this video, please watch another one. We have plenty of content up there for you. We're going to be bringing more content for you, reactions, video ideas, and things of that nature. We have been talking behind the scenes on what we're going to do. We also been working on trying to get guests on here as well. So yeah, as always, y'all make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe. If you're watching us on YouTube, y'all make sure to indulge in the question for the podcast if you're listening to us on Spotify or any other streaming platforms. And as always, we're going to get on up out of here and never forget that we are the Round Breakers. So remember to keep breaking all the rounds
and fucking the multiverse up.
And we will catch you guys in the next one. We out. Peace.